The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
Support call this evening. My name is Jan Paxman. I'm a registered nurse, and tonight I'm joined by Dr. Joel Mashulam. Always a good time with him. We are also certified OPTAVIA coaches and are very happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind, we'll do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal health care provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you are taking meds or have any medical considerations. We will begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line tonight, and then Dr. Mashulam will share a quick health tip for us this week, and after that, we'll get right to the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, just hit star 6 on your phone to unmute, and then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far with the program. And then just please hit star 6 on your phone again when you're finished so we can keep the line as clear as possible. So here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Hi, this is Pam Fink. I'm in Florida. Hey, and I'm new to OPTAVIA. It's been about a month that I've been having great success, 20-pound weight loss, so I'm happy.
Woo, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I just have a medical question, so we wait and do that after. I've never done this before, so.
Yeah. Welcome to the call. We're so glad you hopped in tonight. And, yeah, we'll just do a little welcome here. Let everyone who wants to say hello, and then we'll have Dr. Mashulam share a little tip with us, and then we'll open it up for questions at that point. Does that sound okay?
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Pam. Who else? Maybe
Hello?
Pam is our only guest.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pam in Nevada, and I just got my box. I'm going to be starting tomorrow.
Awesome. Oh, congratulations. This is going to be a great journey for you. Wonderful. So glad you got on the call. You're integrating yourself into the community right away, and that's going to help you so very much.
I hope so.
Yep, it'll be wonderful. Congratulations for being on.
Thank you.
I think this is a Pam.
Donna,
is this a Pam? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a Pam only call. My mistake. Sorry.
Oh, it's Donna Vitek from Palm Bay, Florida.
Hey, Donna, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited. I've been in the program I'm on week 4, midway through week 4.
Awesome.
Yes, and I've lost 12 pounds now.
12 pounds? Sounds like there's a little bit of a disturbance in the force. There we go. Okay, that's better. So you've lost 12 pounds, and you're just getting started with week 4?
Yes, I've lost 12 pounds. Yeah, so I have some questions coming up.
Yeah, do. Answer.
Okay.
We'll just get to the Q&A here in just a minute, but we're excited you're here, and congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Dave.
Okay, let's take one more. Who else?
Hi, this is Dave from Des Moines.
Okay, we'll take the gentleman and then the gal, and then we'll be done. So go ahead.
Okay. Hey, this is David from Des Moines, certified health coach, lost 80 pounds, was a brittle diabetic, giving myself 5 insulin shots a day, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, kept my weight off for over a year. I'm on here to tonight to pick up anything I can to help my clients and coaches. So I look forward to it. Thank you.
Holy smokes, David. That is awesome. Congratulations. What a wonderful story you have.
Hello.
I just got to say to David, I bet he feels like he has a whole new life all over again, right?
Oh, sorry. I had muted myself. Yes, it totally transformed my life. 3 years ago, I had a heart attack and open heart surgery, and I was a walking time bomb. And you look back on it and you think, what on earth was I thinking for all those years? But, you know, I'm not a rearview mirror guy anymore. I'm a windshield fella, and we're helping people. And my wife and I are having a blast helping people find their optimal health. So there you go. Goodbye.
Oh. That is awesome.
I'm going to mute now.
Oh,
we can hear from watching people. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's just exciting. Congratulations. And, you know, it's not always that is the result that people get. But, boy, we do see it often that people have such an improvement with their health when they get their bodies in a healthier place. And that would make sense, right? So one more. Who was the cute gal that was going to say hi?
It's me. Hello. My name is Olga. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I've been on the program since January 20th. I lost 52 pounds, and I become a certified Optavia coach since April 16th.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Olga. You've had a wonderful experience, too.
Yeah, 52 pounds. 50 more to go.
That's amazing. So good.
I'm looking forward.
Do you feel so much better?
Yes, I look forward, and I'm so excited, and thank you. I'm grateful that I found this program.
Oh, so good. We all are. We're grateful we found it. Wonderful. Thank you for being on with us tonight, Olga. And now
thank
I'm
you.
Gonna just...
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Dr. Joel, are you ready to enlighten us all with some words of wisdom?
I don't know about enlightenment, but thanks for turning it over to me. You know, I had some various ideas, but the one I settled on is kind of interesting because of what David said about not being a rear view guy. You know, I've talked in the past on one of my calls about the benefits of meditation, the idea of resting your mind and staying in the moment and not getting too far ahead of yourself or looking in the rear view, as David likes to say. And I wanted to bring that up again today because of the importance that we have in this program of trying to stay in the moment and move forward steadily as we go through the program. You know, it's easy to look back and say, I wish I'd done this, or why didn't I do that? And it's also easy to look forward and say, I hope I can do this, and I really hope so much that I can expect to do this. And I find that those are, in my practice of medicine, I try to caution my patients not to do that, because if you get too far ahead of yourself and you don't get the results that you're anticipating, it torpedoes your efforts and you lose your energy and momentum. And if you look back and constantly beat yourself up, then the negative self-thoughts really don't do very much to help you stay motivated either. I find, and I've learned this in the last couple of years through meditation and through using those techniques with my patients, that staying in the moment is always the best way to be. We are here now. We don't have to be thinking backwards or forwards. Our friend who lost half of her weight is at her point now. She's not halfway there. She's where she is, and she'll continue to progress forward. So always stay in the now. Be happy for what you have. Don't regret what you didn't have before, and don't yearn for what you might have in the future. Just reach for it. One of the things we learned in National Convention a couple of years ago is that the obstacle often leads the way to the path. You know, lots of people see a wall, they stop and turn around, but probably the best way to go at it is to stay in that moment that you see the wall and find a way to either climb over it, go through it, or dig under it. So don't get ahead of yourselves, and please, please, please don't beat yourselves up about what happened in the past. You can't change it. That's all I got for you tonight.
Ah, that's awesome. That is very, very much so words of wisdom, I think. And it's something that I know I need to work on, is just being present in the moment and just focused and
try to get less distraction and more focus and more joy right now.
I do. I work on it every day. It's not. I'm no expert, but it's an important concept to remember, in my opinion. You know.
And you do get better at it, right? As you practice this, it gets easier, right?
Well, it gets. It's not about easy or hard. It's about not thinking and not perseverating and not worrying, but just realizing this is where I am now. And that just relaxes your mind and allows you to keep your focus on where you are. You know, if you're thinking about the past or thinking about the future, you're not thinking about where you are and who you're with and what you're trying to do now. So ultimately, those kinds of thoughts are very distracting, and they do erode at success and mood and enjoyment. So anyway, just a thought.
Yeah. Awesome. So good. Always so good. Well, I think we're ready to dive into our Q&A. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Let's do it. Okay, who's got our first question?
Hello.
Hey, this is Pam. This is Pam Fink.
Okay.
I have, I guess, a medical question, you know. Since I've been on the Optavia, I do have asthma. And for some weird reason, just in the past week or two, I've had more and more difficulty with the breathing and having to use the inhaler more often. Now I have this rash on me. And the family said something about, I've had more problems since I went on the Optavia. And what's different about it? The only thing I can see at all is, and I'm a registered nurse, so I'm not like running, you know, on the internet and doing all this other stuff, but was soy, you know, and I'm just wondering if that could be aggravating, like the asthma, if that's causing the rash, because I don't want to stop the Optavia, but I don't want this to get worse because I have a doctor's appointment coming up, but I wanted to make sure that it wasn't something to do with the Optavia, if you've ever had any other clients ever had an issue like that.
When did you start program?
I started it a month ago, but I did it for 2 weeks, went on vacation, went off of it for a week because I knew I wasn't strong enough yet, and then started back on it about 2 weeks ago. And progressively over these 2 weeks, the breathing has gotten more and more difficult. I bring up water. It's like from the, like salty water. It's not like there's thick phlegm or anything like that. It's just like water.
I think you should, a couple of thoughts. Number one, absolutely you should reach out to your physician. I don't know when your appointment is, but I wouldn't put it off. I would see about getting seen sooner rather than later, because you sound like you're having a little bit of a tough time. In my practice of medicine, I never say never. So there are certainly, you know, people have allergies to all kinds of different things, and there are allergy tests that you can do. But I think before you say anything, you got to, you know, see your doctor. I would call, you know, the on-call physician this evening and just see about getting seen tomorrow. I wouldn't wait. And then, you know, then the rest of it you can sort out once you're feeling a little bit better.
Is there an allergy test that they can do to see if you're allergic to soy?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I know that there are a variety.
I mean, doesn't everything have soy in it?
No, actually not. And you'll find as you dig in and continue, there are many options in the Optavia program that are soy-free, but it may not be soy. And it's hard, you know, when you have an aggravation of your asthma, it could be many things. So I would not necessarily say it's absolutely not the food you're eating, but I also would absolutely say that it is. The first step is to get the get this aggravation, this exacerbation of your asthma taken care of.
All right. I'll do that then. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Pam, I have just another little thought. Ask your coach to connect you to the product claim sheet of what we offer with the Optavia fuelings that are the soy-free ones that Dr. Mishulam was saying about.
Okay.
If you can look at those, there's several. There are a lot of options, and you can look at those, and you can see what you have currently that is not, you know, if you're concerned and you want to see if possibly, you know, you stay on program, but see if possibly some of your symptoms could be settled down a little bit, you know, as you're seeing your doctor and everything, you can look at what you've got and start using those feelings. And you can also see which feelings have a lower amount of soy protein in them. And you can kind of see what you've got that you can switch to and just try it out for a few days and see if your symptoms get a little more relieved, then that will help you to know whether or not that's part of the aggravation. But I agree. I think it's good for you to go in and get some support right now.
Yeah, don't wait.
Okay.
Do not wait.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Keep up the strong work.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question about vitamins. Okay. And also, thank you for that. And also,
sure.
I have a number of meds I take because I have had a heart attack a few years ago and have high blood pressure and the typical stuff, you know, I'm diabetic, et cetera, everything bad I have. And
okay.
Oh, I don't know if this – I live in a small town, so to see a doctor, my regular doctor, takes a little bit of time. But is there any medications that maybe I would take that would work against this, anything that's in this diet that you know of?
No, I think, well, there are a couple of things you want to be mindful of. If you're on blood thinners, you want to be aware of you know, whether there are some interactions with the food you're eating. The other is if you're on thyroid medication, thyroid medicine, sometimes the absorption of that can be a little bit unpredictable with certain of the fuelings. What I generally tell my patients to do is to take their thyroid medicine at bedtime rather than first thing in the morning if they're on program, just to be on the safe side. As far as your other medications, certainly with this program, if you're diabetic, you might see your sugars dropping, but you need to at least talk with your doctor. I imagine if you're a diabetic, you can check your finger sticks and check and see if your sugars are falling. If they are, then some of your medicine doses may need to be decreased. I have had many patients that I've taken care of who've done the program who notice a drop in their blood pressure, and often that's associated, obviously, with the change in their fueling and the fact that they're hydrating and starting to exercise. They might notice a little dizziness, and at which time, you know, I make sure that they check their blood pressures because their medicines might need to be reduced. But those are things you could probably monitor on your own and then report to your doctor for his or her advice about whether or not it's reasonable to reduce or stop some of your medications. I would never advise you that way. You know, I don't know you and don't know your health history, but a number of the things that you describe, namely the diabetes and the hypertension, you can monitor on your own and then report to your physician if things are,
yeah,
you know, improving.
We already, so that's good. We already do that, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
okay,
perfect.
That's what I asked. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Appreciate that. Thank you.
So I have a question. I have a client, and she's been on the program about 2.5 weeks. And I spoke to her today, and she said that she's feeling very bloated and having a lot of water retention. I mean, she told me her ankles are swelling. And we called Nutrition Support, but because it's Wednesday, I mean, I want her to talk to her doctor, but I was just wondering if there was any insight you could give me, you know, about it. She is on gabapentin or neuropathin. She has a lot of pain, so she's on gabapentin. She's on a slow-release gabapentin.
Mm-hmm.
She's on oxycodone, and she's also on, like, a narcolepsy medication.
So I would not feel comfortable saying anything but that your client needs to see their doctor sooner rather than later, just to evaluate.
Okay.
There are many, many things that can cause fluid retention, and some of them are quite concerning and should be evaluated as soon as possible.
Okay.
You know, certainly this requires people to consume more water. You know, that's part of what we do in our fueling. We
right.
target 64 ounces of water a day. I don't know if your client might have a sensitivity to that level of hydration. That's something to discuss with their doctor. I can tell you that a very common side effect of gabapentin is lower extremity swelling, but not in the sense of it coming on very quickly. And I think your safest play as a coach and someone who, you know, is caring and worrying, you know, kind of monitoring your clients is to just encourage her, like I did earlier on this call, not to wait, but to contact her physician and get it evaluated.
And should I tell her to go off the 501 right now?
I don't have an easy answer for that. Do you? I mean, I'm not sure. What do you think, Jim?
I had a hard time hearing that last little bit. Like, she's...
Should she advise her client to go off program until she sees her doctor?
I would say probably if she feels like she needs, if she's uncomfortable with it, then yeah. If she's
I think the only circumstance where this might be an issue is if your client is sensitive to fluid, you know, and some people who have congestive heart failure may have a sensitivity to excess fluid. So that would be the only evident reason why I might say yes to your question and have her stop. But, you know, I don't know why she would have the fluid retention unless she has issues with her heart that might cause her to be at risk.
That she knows of, but, you know, she does have issues, so... I've never had anything like this, so especially if she's telling her ankles.
Well, I'll just say that I have patients who, you know, the common thing I might hear with a new complaint is, well, I've never had this before. So the doctor's role is to examine each patient with new eyes every time they come into the exam room. So this may be the sign of something new that she should get evaluated as quickly as possible. I hate to keep saying it over and over again, but the callers tonight are bringing up some interesting concerns for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This, without all the information, it's kind of hard to say for sure. Is she got like swelling to the point where you could squeeze it and leave like an indent in her foot or her leg?
I don't know. I don't know if it's pitting. I don't know. But you know, she said she's uncomfortable, and you know, it just. She didn't really make me aware of this. You know, we've been playing some phone tag, so she didn't make me aware of this. The last time she had told me she was feeling good, you know, but she hasn't lost. She's lost 4 pounds in 2.5 weeks.
Well, it's likely that part of that is blunted by the fact that she's retaining fluid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Water, right. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we all know, you know, once you start this program, the first couple of days you usually shed a lot of fluid. So
she
should definitely get it checked out.
Yeah, she said she's not, and she's surprised about that. Okay, so I'm going to get back in touch with her tonight and just be very clear she needs to see her doctor.
Yep, not wait.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem, my pleasure.
Who else is out there? I have a question. This is Donna. Hey, Donna.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I'm in the middle of week 4, and I did not see that much of a loss between week 3 and week 4. I started off at about 190. Well, I was about close to 200. I teetered between that and 196, and then now I'm down to 188. And last week, it looked like one day I weighed myself and I was 187, but now I've been 188. For probably a week now, and so there really wasn't much of a loss there. And I'm only 5'3". I am big-breasted and I'm Hispanic, so my body type is a little bit outside of the regular. I think the BMI range may not be quite accurate for my build, but is that normal to maybe go a week or two without a weight loss or a significant weight loss?
Yes. It happens. It seems like it's always around week 3, at least in my experience. Clients will come on and they'll have a fairly decent week 1 and they're excited. And like we've mentioned, that sometimes that's a lot of their bodies kind of flushing out excess water. but they're on the path. And then week two isn't bad either. And then week three, all of a sudden, it's kind of a halt, screech, ah, you know, and everyone's panicking. It's not working anymore. But what happens generally is that's where you see inches really start to catch up to that weight loss. And so if you took measurements when you started the program, did you do some measurements when you started?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So have you checked them during your week three when things were kind of slowing down on the scale?
No, I have not checked. I will do that, though. I will check the measurements. Because I do feel, yeah. it's really weird because I do feel, I feel thinner than ever, you know, like I, and that's why I was surprised when I got on the scale. I thought for sure I had lost maybe 3 or 4 pounds because I feel that significantly different. But then I looked at the scale. I said, somebody's been playing with the scale.
Well, one other thing I'll mention, what Jan's saying is absolutely true. One other thing I'll mention is once you're 2 weeks in, you can really start getting into the habits of motion and start exercising. Your body's now accustomed to this new fueling method, and that can accelerate your weight loss a little also. So, you know, if it's a nice day, go for a walk, as long as it's not brutally hot out. And if it's brutally hot out, take extra water with you, you know.
But I live in Florida, so.
Brutally hot. Yeah, yes. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But, I wasn't quite sure when to start the motion. I'm reading Dr. A's Habits of Health book, which I love, and it's been so informative. And
great.
I love it. It's the best book I've ever read.
That's great.
But
I'll
start that. I'll start a walking program now. I can add that because I am used to the eating schedule. It's second nature now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very regimented. 6, 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, 9. I mean, it's
perfect.
That's great.
No matter when I, even if I sleep in a little bit over the weekend, I still do the 6 a.m., 9, because that's what I do 5 days a week. So on Saturday and Sunday, if I sleep till 8, then I still do my 6 a.m. fueling, and I do my other fueling at 9, and I get my body right back into this every 3 hours. Is that what I should be doing, or should I adjust it to whenever I wake up?
I think either is fine. I mean, I think, you know, the bottom line is you want to get in your 5 fuelings and your lean and green while you are awake. So if you're sleeping a little longer on the weekends, then you just want to compress the interval slightly to be sure that you're, you know, balancing it through the day. Do you agree, Jan?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I would agree too. Yeah, it's all about that blood sugar balancing. So if you can keep it pretty even, you know, evenly spaced throughout the day, and even if you woke up at 8 and then you did 8 and then 10:30 and then noon, you caught up, you know, you could just catch up that way.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes. And check those inches because you'll be so excited. They are, you know, they will surprise you and you'll be like, oh my gosh. And then it kind of gets going into a regular pattern, you know, thereafter, and then adding the walking, you know, help you feel good, and you'll just see results continue going forward.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Joel. I think it's time for us to finish up. That went by fast.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of people on with good questions.
Yeah, we did. Thank you, everybody, for participating. And remember that you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast. If you haven't done that, you really, really should try it out. It's wonderful because you can listen to a few weeks prior recordings and just always keep these things going in your mind. It will really help you as you go forward, creating your habits of health and your healthy lifestyle. And these calls are also on your Health Coach's co-branded website as well. There's a few weeks recordings there. So have your coach teach you where to go to find those. The playbacks of tonight's call will be available there on the website within 48 hours. And if you have any questions in between support calls, please first contact your coach, and they would be happy to help direct you. And then for additional help, email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And then again, you know, if there's any kind of question or an emergency or anything that you feel kind of leery about, you know, always, always contact your healthcare provider. They're there to serve you as well. So remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does the Habit of Health webinar, which is actually starting right now. It's going to be so good. To access the webinar, simply access Zoom by logging into Zoom, Zoom.us, like United States, on your computer, or download the free Zoom app onto your phone and click Join a Meeting. It's so easy. Just get the free Zoom app, click Join a Meeting, and then enter the meeting ID. I'll give it to you right now if you've got something to write with. It's 113-312-513. I'll give it to you again. 113-312-513. And you'll be right in that webinar, and it's going to be fantastic. So congratulations on investing some time into your health this evening. We're so glad you joined us. And Dr. Meshulam, it was always a pleasure to work with you. Thank you so much.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much. You all have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Yep. Good night, everyone.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.